Hello, humanity. Good morning, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. And we are broadcasting from the most beautiful place in the universe. It's the place where I am right now. And your most beautiful place in the universe might be where you are right now. It's whatever we create in our mind, and we create that in our surroundings. It could be yuck, but I don't know if you ever watched this movie, A Beautiful Life. I'll put the link below and maybe it's on Netflix. But watch that and see, it's our external situation that can dictate the way we feel, but it's our internal situation that truly brings us true happiness. So at the last episode, we talked about the two wolves and this beautiful story where the Cherokee grandfather is talking to the Cherokee, his grandson, and he's saying, which wolf do we feed? Is it the one that's angry, or is it the one that brings us happiness? And even though we have to have a little bit of, well, we don't have to have anger, but the anger and all that frustration rises up. But at the same time, we don't want to push it away and say, no, go away. We want to honor that feeling of angstedness. But as we move forward through it, what is it that we need to do? We began to cover a little bit of that in the last episode, but what happens when there's a challenging situation? And that challenging situation, you feel, I am the victim. I have the right to be a victim. So what if you put that in a box? A few episodes ago, we also talked about the God can. When something is there that you cannot deal with and you don't know how to deal with it, you put it on a piece of paper. You write on a piece of paper, what are these anxieties, these yuck feelings? That's my new scientific word, these yuck feelings that you have. You write them out, you draw them out, you do whatever, and you put it into a tin or a can and you seal it. And you say, the divine, universe, God, goddess, whoever, Durga, Ganesha, it doesn't matter. But you just say, you deal with it. And then your mind doesn't need to deal with that. And then you continue on with your life, always remembering, what if there was one thing that you could remember? Maybe when you were a kid, maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was, well, yesterday I had an ice cream. I had Oroville made ice cream and it was so amazing. And I happened to be with five amazing friends after quite an interesting weekend of amazing people. About 400 of us got together, masked and had social distancing and everything. But we got together in a community. There were some things that were not nice, but there were many things that were beautiful and that were good. And I chose to really focus on what was the good. And the good was being with my peeps. The good that came out of that was seeing these 400 Orvillians all together, enjoying tea, enjoying samosas. I didn't focus on, you know, some of the negative things that were said, because if someone says something negative about me, you know what? That's okay. Their opinion of me is none of my business. That's their stuff, right? Or if they do something that's inappropriate or wrong, yes, it affects all of us. But at the same time, how do I go back to bringing in that positive love? Because that vibration of love and that vibration of gratitude is so much higher than anger and frustration and guilt and remorse. So let's go into that cycle of life, that cycle of love. And let's always remember to have gratitude. Think of those happy thoughts, but it's not just thinking. It's breathing. It's feeling. It's loving. And it's bringing that inner clown. And I'm going to put my clown nose on right now. And by the way, this is our India Nose Love Project. And now, Stefano, should we just laugh our way out with all sorts of, with as much love as you can muster up? Oh, this is in my eye. It's going through my eye. There, with as much love as you can muster up from your heart, as the clown loves the world. The clown is bigger than life. Hit the subscribe button because it helps us to spread joy and love throughout the world. On the count of three, you with me, Stefano?
ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.